May we always run to Jesus when he calls. Amen. A few weeks ago in Mark, we heard about the rich man who walked away from Jesus, grieving and disappointed, because he knew he could not do what Jesus was asking of him. He couldn't see the invitation offered. That when we share of ourselves, when we share what we have out of compassion and love, we experience wholeness. Then last week, we had James and John asking Jesus to sit at his right and left hand in his glory. They were looking for wholeness through power, and Jesus tells them that to find what they seek, they must serve, and they must accept his cup and his baptism. To find what they seek, they must serve. They must understand empathy. Then they will find the life that they seek. These gospel stories reflect the use of wealth and power. And here we have today Bartimaeus, a blind beggar sitting on the side of the road, who, as soon as he hears Jesus approaching, he starts shouting, "Have mercy on me! Have mercy on me!" And the people standing around Bartimaeus ordered him. They didn't ask him politely, but they demanded that he shut up. Now, Bartimaeus could have gone silent. He's blind. He wouldn't be able to defend himself if the people around him turned violent on him. But Bartimaeus made the conscious decision to claim his right to speak. He claimed his dignity. And he cried out even louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Over and over in our own society, people in the margins, "Are you poor? Are you trans? Are you a woman? Are you a person of color? Are you gay? Is your health failing? Are you elderly? Are you differently able-bodied?" Repeatedly make the conscious decision to claim their rights as citizens to be heard, to be seen, to claim their dignity. The margins asking, "Where is our mercy?" Jesus stands still. Jesus stops. He listens. And he hears Bartimaeus. Jesus responds. He turns to the crowd and tells them, "Call him to me." Jesus, in that moment, claims Bartimaeus. And the crowd shifts. Jesus' act of compassion triggers theirs. So the crowd, they go from telling him to shut up to, "Hey, take heart. There's hope for you yet, because he's calling back to you." Bartimaeus does not hesitate. He doesn't think twice. Unlike the rich man, Bartimaeus throws down and leaves his one possession, his only possession, on the ground. And he runs to Jesus like his life depends upon it. Because it does. All of us need Jesus. We need his love. We need his mercy. Jesus asks Bartimaeus the same question he asked James and John. "What do you want from me?" But unlike James and John, who sought power, Bartimaeus replies, "My teacher, let me see again." Bartimaeus is seeking wholeness. When we come together for worship, we are reminded too that we each have choices. We can be like the rich man who walks away. We can be like James and John who seek power. We can be like the crowd trying to silence the marginalized. We can be like Bartimaeus, who runs right to Jesus. Every Sunday, in one form or another, towards the start of our worship, before we hear the scriptures, we say together, "You take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer." We recognize that we are all in need of forgiveness. We are all in need of mercy. We recognize the majesty and glory of God. And we all ask God to hear us, to respond to our prayers, our hopes. Jesus responds to Bartimaeus, "Go. Your faith has made you well." Bartimaeus' faith has made him whole. Bartimaeus, who was poor, living in the margins of society, was granted mercy. And his response to Jesus' mercy is to follow Jesus into Jerusalem to the cross. Because Bartimaeus knows this is the way to salvation and new life. Amen.